social media is it helps people connect with other people. A lot of times you can find a long-lost friend, but you have to be aware that sometimes people pretend that they're people that they're not. You know, sometimes you're corresponding with somebody you don't know. This person could be sitting in jail. They could be lying about what he or she posts. You know, similar to the dating sites, they always lie. No.
Well, could you give us some examples of cyberbullying between young people, say students?
A student can put something on social media complaining about somebody. I recently saw a post by a young single girl negating the rumor that she was pregnant. And then she went on to add a few colorful words about the people whom she thought started the rumor. So this started something. And, you know, not realizing, I suppose, that she's really harming these people and also hurting her own chances of future employment. And, you know, also she's targeting her colorful words towards someone who may try to get even. And she's opening herself up to be prey for other people because she's venting, and then some maybe person of the opposite sex or something might think, oh, well, you know, this is somebody that I can get to assist in some crime because she's easily angered, which could indicate a want for revenge, or to use her to satisfy his own sexual desire.
It's a very dangerous thing in reality.
Yes, it is. And I think one should be very careful what they put on social media. And I'm sure we've all heard, you know, in any circle of friends, you get one friend that's constantly on there and it's like, oh, they need a life. You know, you shouldn't post everything. You know, I even have a brother who posts things like he lives in another state. And when he's traveling, he says, I'm at the airport with my family. Oh, nobody's home, right?
Right. You can give away too much. Well, what should you do if your child is under a cyber attack by his friends?
Well, I think you should try to get to the source of it, perhaps confront the source, especially if it's by another friend, you know, some underage individual. That would be easier to confront the source, I think, than if it's somebody from further away or somebody that's older, somebody you don't know, because you can always go to the school, to the parents of that child. But I think that parents should monitor what their children put on social media.
Well, sometimes parents just don't know that cyberbullying is going on. Are there any signs if your child acts a certain way that might be a hint that he is being bullied?
Well, if they're unhappy or they don't want to participate in things, I think a friend of mine put this, you know, well, it's like if your child doesn't, you know, is too pressured by peers, it can be dangerous. And if they don't have any friends, it can be dangerous. You know, they're opening themselves up for that. And when their self-esteem is shot, you know, you need teenagers. They are always, and it starts before that, too, but their self-esteem is so low. And you need to pump up their self-esteem so they don't look for this elsewhere.
Well, tell us a little bit about your book.
It's about a character. His name is Sandy Bean, and he was labeled as the string bean in high school, and he was bullied by fellow classmates. And he's on to discovering something ingenious that can make him millions, but his classmates destroyed the lab that he was working on this experiment. And so then he tries this at home, but something goes wrong, a fire occurs, his parents die, and so he blames this on his classmates. And then the reunion is coming up, so he plots to get revenge, and through social media and all types of viral marketing, he lures these classmates to supposed events before the reunion and lures them to their death.
Well, I don't want you to give away too much.
No. But Lure to Death, the Social Media Serial Killer, is available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble.